Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be describing events at the Nuremberg Rallies. The Nuremberg Rallies were arguably the most famous symbol of Nazi Germany. Tens of thousands of Nazis would attend these huge gatherings in order to listen to Hitler and take part in other Nazi-themed activities. The Nazis first began holding mass rallies in 1923, and the first event took place in Munich. These events were designed to bring together large numbers of their supporters, giving an appearance of strength, and also of increasing Nazi popularity across the country. The rallies took place in different places, but from 1927 onwards, they were all held in Nuremberg in the southwest of Germany. From 1933 onwards, they were held annually in purpose-built grounds. They would take place in August or September of each year. The Nuremberg rallies were often used by Hitler in order to make major announcements about the Nazis' plans. The most famous of these is the 1935 Nuremberg Laws, which removed Jews from society by ending their German citizenship or stopping them marrying Aryan Germans. The Nuremberg rallies had different features in order to entertain the attendees who would attend for days at a time. They included major speakers, such as Hitler, but also other prominent Nazis. And there were other activities as well, including music, huge military parades, torchlight processions, bonfires, and also impressive firework displays. Each rally would have a specific theme, which was the focus of the event. These topics included things such as celebrating the Nazis achieving power, declaring freedom from the Treaty of Versailles, or commending the huge fall in unemployment under Nazi rule. The rallies were used as a major source of Nazi propaganda. Films were made and shown in cinemas, and the newspapers would carry pictures of the rallies. The rallies helped the Nazis because the huge numbers attending suggested they were universally popular. The Nazis also published books about the rallies, which were sold across Germany. The Red Book was an official Nazi book that included the full text of speeches, whilst the Blue Book was an unofficial publication which included photos and facts about the events,